Hello all, this is Vasant from All Out for No Loss, and I have with me Ramakrishnan G. Iyer and Anand Kumar Shankaran. Hi Ram, Anand.
Hello.
In this episode, we will be talking about where the IPL is. I guess, how many games are done? 23 games. We are beginning to see some separation between the front runners or those who are setting the pace and those who are slacking. And what we will do today is just look at the teams starting from the slackers. And the first team that we will be talking about, the team that is at the bottom of the table, Sunrisers Hyderabad. Ram, all yours.
Hyderabad, my goodness. Remember the previous show where we all felt super confident that Hyderabad's batting unit would put them somewhere in the top five, if not the top four. And here they are competing hard for the wooden spoon. And I think the problem is that Travis Shaikh has just completely not taken off. And of course, their much wanted batting lineup has continued to struggle and struggle and struggle. Ishan Kishan, I think, had a brief bright spot, making 100 in the first game, which is the only one they won. And then since then, what is it, four consecutive losses? And the last two, at least from a frame of reference for us for today's podcast, really was like this terrible loss against Kolkata, followed by another terrible loss to Gujarat Titans. There's a big struggle going on with Sunrisers right now. The batting isn't showing up. The bowling isn't showing up either. And no wonder they are literally at the bottom of the table. Anand?
Yeah, bowling, I do think they're missing both Nataraj and Bhuvneshwar Kumar, even though they have Shami. But they had a really good, you know, lineup. Even Harshal Patel did well there. I don't know, they just don't have the 11 pinned. Introducing Zampa does something or the other. You know, playing Unatka, they tried playing Unatka, they have tried everything. The batting is just, you know, failing completely. And I think the surprising thing is Abhishek is getting out very cavalierly. Like, yeah. Head is doing what head does, and usually he gets lucky, and this time he's not. Klassen hasn't made any match-winning innings, but it's what it is, but he's at least trying. But it's pretty much Abhishek who's been failing quite dramatically, right? I think that is what is happening. Aniket Verma had a couple of good games, but yeah, that's about it. Yeah. I do think either the teams have figured out how to bowl to SRH this year, or we did talk about their gap in the middle. That has really caught up with them.
Yes, for sure.
I think it's multiple things. Their batters last year were very, very effective. A lot of runs were scored. And it's just that every one of them has just underperformed. There's been a stray innings, but very little. They have struggled in every kind of pitch. They have not been able to handle the bowling. Yes, very possibly people have figured out what kind of lines and lengths to bowl.
Yeah.
But then again, I mean, it's been so many years. Team India hasn't figured out how to deal with Travis Head. So it's not that straightforward. So I think it's just been a combination of things. And these guys perhaps lost their way. They started getting very nervous and things are going from bad to worse. We have to remember that they are a poor bowling unit.
Yes.
Shami is not the greatest of T20 bowlers, and the rest of the crew really is not good enough, plain and simple. Pat Cummins is a great test match bowler, a fantastic ODI bowler, but he's not a T20 bowler. Definitely not in Indian conditions. At 1-4, arguably 6 wins might still keep them in the equation, because 7 of the last 17 IPLs have seen the fourth place being decided on net run rate.
And a quick comment on their squad choices as well. Does Kamindu Mendis really deserve to be their fourth overseas player? Particularly when they're playing him at the cost of Adam Zampa.
That's a selection that makes no sense to me.
It's a really weird one. They're doing this clearly in the interest of like so-called balance, and because some of their local batters haven't quite come to the party, right? I mean, they tried Abhinav Manohar a couple of times and he failed. And they're like, we need to figure out a way to bolster our batting, so let's play Mendis. But they have Sachin Baby as an option, who is worth perhaps a try, while you still keep Adam Zampa in the playing 11. You have Atharva Taide, who I don't recommend, but certainly feels like Sachin Baby deserves a look in the 11 at the cost of one of the batters. You move Kamindu out and then you get Zampa in and then you bolster your bowling. Maybe they should try that for the next 2-3 games. Yeah. I mean, they have lost 4 at a trot. Like, try something, dude.
A segue into their next game. They are at home against the Punjab Kings.
That's right.
And the Punjab Kings have been batting very well. They've been bowling reasonably well. There's only one game they got archered. And then they're playing Mumbai Indians back-to-back. First at the Wankhede then in Hyderabad. Those two games might be very interesting because relatively flat pitches. I think the road for Sunrisers is very, very tough.
Yes, it's narrow.
So let's go over to their neighbors, Chennai Super Kings.
Anyone who is interested in IPL would have heard of and listened to the Acquired Indian Premier League podcast, which talks about the history of IPL and everything. The podcast has actually talked about Ed Cowan. Those of us who remember Ed Cowan, decent test cricketer, brilliant writer.
Yes.
He wrote a book even then. I did not realize he's an investment banker. And they kept referring to this other podcast he did about business something. It's called Business Solutions or something. I listened to it. The crux of the Acquired podcast actually comes from that Ed Cowan podcast, prescient points were all what Ed pointed out, which is the way the league was set up. It is brilliantly set up that it's very hard to form legacies. It is very hard to create a New York Yankees kind of a team. Even though in our mind as IPL fans, we think that the Mumbai Indians are the equivalent to the Yankees. But when I thought about it a lot, you know, it occurred to me that the reason why Mumbai Indians are Mumbai Indians is because of their talent scouting.
Yeah.
They unearthed Bumrah. They unearthed the Pandya brothers. They unearthed, you know, multiple people.
One of Vignesh Puthur
for this time and the other guy, Ashwani, for this year. Every year, they have a couple of rock stars. And they form the bedrock of Mumbai Indians, right? And like the podcast goes on to say that there have been 12 teams. Let's forget Kochi and Pune, so 10 teams. 7 of them have won the IPL. Only, I think, of the teams that are playing right now, only 3 haven't won. I think it's Delhi, Punjab, and we all know which the third one is. But the point they were making is this is a spread out league. It's very hard to form a dynasty. Given this, the fact that MI has 5 victories, I think MI, a significant part of it is the talent discovery and the way they generate talent and they nurture it. And for CSK, why did CSK win five of these IPL trophies? CSK always knew how to win games. They may not necessarily have the best team. I can't think of the last time CSK discovered a cricketer and nurtured him and brought him up. You know, Ashwin is the last I can think of.
Yeah.
Right? Jadeja is not CSK. Jadeja was some Royals.
He was a chain-worn prodigy at Rajasthan.
And CSK, what really got them to tick was they had one foreign bat who always, generally speaking, right? This is just fan memory, which goes by, of course, the successful years. One successful batter. Overseas successful batter, Hussey or Hayden or Watson, and then very strong Indian batting middle order.
Correct.
You had Reina, you had Dhoni, you had Jadeja, you had Vijay Rahane,
Badri, man.
Badri.
Yeah.
How can I forget M. Vijay?
Vijay.
Right? If there is Hayden on one end, it's M. Vijay on the other end, right? Always a very strong, the core of CSK came from in very strong Indian batters, a couple of very strong Indian bowlers, interspread by foreign all-rounders, the Albie Markle, the Bravos, you know, and then, that is how the team was set up. Unfortunately for this year, the 3 Indian batters CSK bet on are Tripathi, Hooda, and Vijay Shankar, the middle order, right? 2 of them are not in the team anymore.
Yep.
And if Vijay Shankar is your bedrock, His scores in the last game where he scored that 60-odd runs, you know, and he's been batting pretty reasonably. He's a 130 strike rate batter. He is your new Badri. You need hitters going around him, right? That's the way it is. Finally, the openers clicked for CSK in the last game, and they managed to retire Conway, and Conway was absolutely disgusted on the way. I don't know if you saw videos. The minute he crossed the boundary rope, he threw his bat away. He was, you know, aghast.
Pissed.
He was like super pissed. So the Indian batting has failed. The all-rounders generally who stand up for CSK have failed. They have tried the two English all-rounders. They have failed. I think they did listen to what Vasant recommended in our CSK episode. They didn't make those changes. They opened with Conway. They have Ritu Raj batting at three. Dubey is among the runs. His scoring is 30, 40 middling runs again. But the bowling, usually CSK controls the middle overs. If they have a team down at 63 for five, that team almost never crosses 200, 210. But that's happening.
Correct.
You know, they're losing control in the middle. They're losing control with Ashwin, Jadeja, and Noor Ahmed. Noor Ahmed is still the purple cap holder. He has 11 wickets. He's still bowling beautifully, right? They pick Chaudhary, but they're not bowling him. This is all very odd. You know, I do wonder if Dhoni was the captain, they might be able to do something better. But I think the overarching feeling I have is the league has moved on and CSK hasn't. And I think that's the problem. They are picking players for a different version of IPL. Statistics like them not successfully chasing 180 are an indication that they have been left behind. And that's where they are.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good comparison. I think some of the manner in which they made their selections and their choices, even at the auction, was, I think, left to be desired. But even after all of that, you know, I wish they took their chances and kind of went with a couple of these younger kids, unknown quantity. I mean, they played some SMAT and we can look up their SMAT numbers and what have you, but at least give them a shot, right? Kamlesh Nagarkoti is in the sideline somewhere. Similarly, Sheikh Rashid is in the sideline somewhere. And I think Andre Siddharth is in the sidelines somewhere. And given again where they are with like four losses and everything, it can't get any worse if you decide to play any combination of these three kids, right? I mean, they're all 25 years or less. Nagarkoti maybe 26 now, I guess. But what do you lose? I mean, what do you lose? I'm really hoping that they get past their dogmatic views of playing the senior citizens and just go with young blood. It can't get any worse than it is right now.
If you look at their team, really the slots are only somebody instead of Vijay Shankar. And the rest of the positions are not exactly fillable one-on-one given the support cast. Dropping Ashwin, sure, that's an outside possibility, but not a single of the other bowlers bats even to the extent that he does. And given the way the batting is going, dropping Ashwin is very tough. Their reserve unit is poor, period. There is nobody. Either there are folks of almost zero exposure. Andre Siddharth has never played a T20, formal T20. And at least nothing shows in his stats. Vansh Bedi played one SMAT game wherein he didn't bat. If you look at the bowlers, you've got Kamboj and Gurjapneet. Gurjapneet is new.
Yeah.
And Kamboj is only the only other guy. What is a surprise is that Khalil Ahmed has been very good, better than one expected. He's been pacey, he's been moving the ball. I mean, it's not just the wickets. He's been hustling through and through. And if he had got necessary support from the other side, this might have been a far more potent attack. And these guys are forced to bowl a spinner in the first six. And the only spinner they want to bowl is Ashwin, who gets tonked badly in the first over, bowls a better second and third over, and then gets hit again in the fourth over. It seems to be a pattern, game after game. They're in all sorts of trouble. I mean, it's systemically, they have a problem. I will not be surprised if we'll see some wholesale changes at the end of the season. A lot of people will be let go, and then they'll try to use the mini auction to fill it up again.
But when is a mini auction?
Every mini auction is after every year.
My money is they're going to go get somebody like Kane Williamson.
CSK is struggling because they're playing T20s of yesteryears. Yeah. Sunrise are struggling because they're playing baseball.
True.
So let's go over to our next underperforming team, the Mumbai Indians. I do not understand how they are 1-4. This is a good team. And every game, it looks like they're going to pull it off. They're going to do something. But somehow they managed to lose the game, which is so strange. At least three games, I think they could have gone the other way. I don't know. I'm not able to comprehend their situation.
I think if RCB is this year's CSK, Mumbai Indians is this year's RCB. RCB, like if you look at the general RCB games, it was exactly like what you said. They were like, how did they lose this game?
Correct.
They used to find out a way to lose, and Mumbai is doing it right now.
We've been asking that question about RCB for 17 years now.
Yeah, yeah.
They lost that game. How?
Yeah, how?
Right.
But I think that's what is happening to them. This because these are games that Hardik Pandya would close.
Yeah.
Right? They are missing Kyron Pollard.
Yeah.
That is what is lacking. And the minute Pandya gets out, Pandya was sublime in that last game.
Exactly. Unbelievable.
But the forgotten Pandya won the game.
Yeah.
Right. There was a time when there's 5-6-7 or 6-7-8 was Pandya, Pollard, Pandya in some order.
Yeah.
And Pollard, 6-7-8. Yeah.
And games used to get converted there because each one of them could win the game on their own. They are up against the Delhi Capitals, the unbeaten Delhi Capitals in Delhi. Jake Fraser-McGurk hasn't done anything. In case he chooses today is the day, then that's the end of Mumbai Indians in that game.
Jason did one game well.
Played one game, but at a really poor strike rate. He made 38 runs in one of the games. And then, in fact, on the podcast, Vasant said, check his strike rate. I'm like, oh, wait, it's in the low 120s.
Other than that, they're playing Hyderabad in Wankhede. And then they are hosting the hapless Chennai Super Kings. So they are in with a shout. Chance of going 2-1 in the next three and still
100%.
Being in the mix.
This year, Mumbai is losing in Wankhede, CSK is losing in Chepauk, Punjab is winning in Multanpur. It's all upside down.
Virat Kohli was asked this question at the halftime in the Mumbai game, and somebody told him, like, you know what, you guys haven't won at the Wankhede since 2013, I believe. And he was like, yeah, somebody gave me the same stat about Chennai, but we won that game. Who knows what will happen next? And this was at the halftime.
And they won in Eden Gardens, they won in Chennai, and then they won in...
But they practically lost at the Chinnaswamy, right?
As somebody very pithily said, RCB has silenced Mumbai fans in Wankhede, Kolkata fans in Chennai, fans in CSK, and their own fans at Swami.
Well, let's go over to the...
Ooh, Rajasthan.
The Rajasthan Royals. Ram, what do you think about this team?
Yeah, today it was a disappointing game. The moment Titans got off to a 200 score, I was like, this game is gone, right? I mean, I only watched the game in some parts today, but Rajasthan Royals just don't seem to be able to string their batting together. And I'm once again reminded of that horrible auction suicide, or I don't know, too clever by half. I don't know how to term it. Their whole idea of letting Joss Butler go just did not make sense then. It just does not make sense now. And despite that, they've got two wins. I mean, that's like two wins more than I frankly anticipated they would get. We've been consistently saying that Rajasthan Royals just doesn't have a team this year. It still turns out to be true. And their batters are just not getting a move on. Just not getting a move on.
On paper, right, the top five is Jaiswal, Sanju, Nitish Rana, Riyan Parag, and Dhruv Jurel. That is really good. This is five India batters. For them, none of them, like, maybe one fires. And they are doing this thing with Rana and Parag, switching their order. I thought about it. I think they thought that Jaiswal would fill in the gap of losing Butler, but Jaiswal has been, given the form Jaiswal has been in,
he's been poor.
He's been very poor.
Yeah. And I think this whole Rana Parag thingy, they decide on continuing to play a left-right combination. So if Jaiswal gets out, they send Rana. If Sanju gets out, they send Parag. And I'm not convinced that really is a good idea. Rana was extremely good playing at number three for KKR. Just stick there. And this guy, Parag, had a blowout season last year playing at four for Rajasthan. Why are you messing with all of that?
This left-right thing, I think, is a little overrated at times. I mean, what difference does it make? Now, they won two games. Why did they win those two games? Because one, Jofra Archer just turned it on.
Yeah.
It took down the Chennai top order. He then promptly took down the Punjab top order, and that was it. After the first two games where he was terrible, He has been bowling unbelievably good stuff. He's cracking 150s. The ball is just whistling past and you don't even realize it because there's no show of effort like, say, another quick or anything. It's so smooth.
Yeah.
And so today, I don't know what possessed Sanju Samson not to give him his third over in the power play.
Yeah.
Because the Gujarat batters were unable to put bat to ball when he was bowling. They somehow survived two overs and wow, Archer didn't reappear. And then after that, they beat up Fazal Haq Farooqi and anybody else. Sudarshan was not looking comfortable. Gill predictably lost his off stump to an incoming ball.
Oh, he had no idea. Absolutely no idea.
And Joss Butler was rattled with that first ball. Bouncer left Joss looking quite stunned. But they took Archer off. And they brought him on later. You ask me, just give him 3 overs in the power play. Anyway, they are up against RCB in a day game, I think, in Jaipur.
Oh, I see.
In Jaipur, we don't know what the wicket in Jaipur is going to be like. At times, it's a nice flat track. At times, it's a little slower. At times, it helps the quicks. So, we don't know. Either way, Royal Challengers Bangalore is a complete team. They have the quicks. They have the batting. And Krunal Pandya has filled up that gap of spin bowling, which seemed a little suspect. Again, the Royals are going to win and only win if Archer is allowed to bowl the way he's bowling right now. And then Sanju and Jaiswal score runs. Otherwise, there's no chance. Yes. They're having games against Delhi and LSG after that. I will be very surprised if they come out anything better than 1 and 2. Moving on to the next. Yeah. Kolkata Knight Riders. So, from your neck of the woods, Ram.
So, two wins, 3 losses, you know, could have been better. Very surprisingly lost to LSG in this really high-scoring game on Tuesday. The game that got moved over because of Ramanavami, apparently, right? I didn't see the game. It happened at 3 o'clock in the morning. But it sounds like it was one hell of a cracker of a game. And just looks like, you know, Lucknow just completely outbatted KKR. So the good news for KKR is, I mean, since we last talked about them, they've had 1 loss and 1 win. The win is good because, you know, they've got Venki Iyer back in the runs. They've got Rinku Singh back in the runs. And then I think they've kind of made some changes with the bowling and they seem to be feeling a little more settled with their bowling attack. I mean, Varun and Narayan have been there, but I think the pace bowlers have been moved around a bit. So yeah, I think they are still in the running for me. They're still
in the running. I thought I had them winning the game. The way Rahane and Kiyer were batting, they looked in very, very good nick. And then Thakur produced that 5 wides in a row. And you could visibly see Rahane lose his shape, lose his concentration, and then hit a full toss straight to cover. But Venki Iyer fell not long afterwards. But they just lost their way at that point of time. They could still have won it because Rinku was turning on the jets. He was looking in absolutely sublime form.
Correct.
But Harshit Rana decided to play the hero. Instead of just taking a single and letting Rinku do the hitting, he hit a 4 and then he tried and he missed a couple of deliveries. And then the fourth one, he managed to eke out a leg by. That was a waste. All he had to do is, just like Umesh Yadav did 2 years ago at the Motera, take a single and say, Rinku, clean them up. And the way Rinku was hitting, he just needed one more ball. Not even two, he just needed one more ball.
Yeah, he needed one ball.
Yeah.
One.
That ball
in the last over.
Yeah. One extra ball in that last over and the game would have been over. But the good news is Rinku is getting into form. The bad news is Andre Russell is just seemingly completely unable to do anything.
Yeah. And this chap, Ankrish Raghuvanshi, otherwise super impressive, had a rare failure.
I think, again, they made a bad call. They sent Ramandeep in earlier. They should have sent Raghuvanshi because it was still just the 14th over. They could have kept Ramandeep for the last 3 overs because between him and Rinku, they could have done the damage. They could have given Raghuvanshi a little bit of time to work with Venki Iyer and push the score along. And then let Ramandeep lose.
Mm.
So a rare strategic error in my, tactical error in my opinion. These are the moments wherein you have to judiciously decide when to send your hitter and when to send a more traditional batter. But that said, I think Kolkata is still in the mix. They have the personnel for that. They are playing in Chennai. If there is any one bowling attack that can do better than Chennai in Chennai, that is the KKR bowling attack.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And Varun.
They're playing the Gujarat Titans at, I think there's a game against Punjab too in the middle.
That's at Mullanpur though.
At Mullanpur. But Ahane made a few comments after the last game. Somebody asked him about the pitch. And he said, if I say anything, it'll become a big issue. And the very, very calm and low-key Rahane added a line saying, I think the curator has got a lot of publicity last time around. If I need to say anything, I'll talk to the IPL and I'll talk to our authorities. I don't need to answer you guys. Anyway, any other thoughts about Kolkata?
No, I think they have a comparatively easier game against CSK and then the Mullanpur game. So
let's
see how that goes. All right. Lucknow Super Kings.
Okay. The Goenka boys. So how many runs is Pant scored? 19 runs, is it?
Yeah. And
another 8 more and it can go a crore per run.
In a game where these chaps scored 219 runs, the fellow didn't even bat.
He has looked poor while batting, poor while keeping, and they still complain about some other wicketkeeper batsman, some other team. Lucknow, I have no idea how they're winning. They're winning.
It's Pooran. Pooran is on fire.
Yeah.
That is
Pooran is the orange cap winner. He is striking at 225. 5 games, nearly 300 runs, 288 runs, highest of 87 of like 33, 34 balls. The entire top order is firing now. Mitch Marsh is 265 runs.
I was just going to say, even Marsh is not far behind. Yeah.
Yeah. Mitch Marsh, that's it. Pooran and Mitch Marsh. Between the two of them, they have close to 600, like 580 runs. Right? In 5 games.
They had no bowling whatsoever. So these guys have to like literally play out of their skins, which is exactly what they're doing.
Yeah. But that's pretty much it. The entire batting is now shouldered by these two players, at least at the top. Like they're scoring bulk of the runs. You know, David Miller hasn't had chance to bat. We talked about he is like now and then he scored a few runs, but that's it. It's Pooran.
Yeah,
Mitch Marsh is giving them starts, and Pooran is just lighting them up and firing them in a rocket. Very few people who can light up a T20 tournament, and Pooran is one of them.
The way Pooran has done, amazing. Brilliant.
Yep. Even Aidan Markram is going at about 140.
Markram also fired at one game.
This last one, actually. Yeah. When Markram, the palindrome, was facing off against Vaibhav Arora, the other palindrome.
That's a good one.
And bowling, The Lord.
And I had no idea he bowled like 5 wides and then took a wicket till you mentioned it.
Lord gets wickets with full tosses. It's not just here. It's always. And, you know, it's innocuous ball outside the off stump. The batsmen are usually filthy. You know, you should see when they throw their wicket away to a really filthy Shardul Thakur ball. And you can see the batsmen about to quit, right? Say they're so disgusted with themselves, but that's exactly what happens. He manufactures wicket.
And then they have the author, Mr. Digvijay Rathi, author with a bad haircut.
Rathi
has picked up 7 wickets.
Yeah, but Rathi is now signing the lawn. Like he's signing the grass.
He's signing the grass.
Yeah, because he was fined for signing standing legs to Priyansh Arya, right?
Fined twice, not once, twice. 2 consecutive games, he was fined.
That chap, he has certainly been a revelation, man. So, upcoming games for them, Gujarat Titans, that's going to be a tight one for sure.
But Bishnoi, right? Bishnoi has taken the stick.
Yeah, he has not fired at all.
Yeah.
In fact, a completely unknown player with 2 games from the DPL has comfortably eclipsed Ravi Bishnoi, who has played for the country. Upcoming games, first against Gujarat Titans and then against CSK. Yeah, that one will be interesting against Gujarat Titans. I think Gujarat has a better all-round team.
Yeah, but I think between Gujarat and CSK and Rajasthan, there's 3 games coming up. They could well go 2-1.
Mm.
They'll very much be in the hunt. Okay.
Okay.
So Punjab Kings, 4 games, 3 wins. Thoughts?
Man, I really like this team. I'm a big fan of this Punjab team. Well, I mean, you can't not like them. Every year they'll do something crazy.
Yeah.
This time is just like that. And I really think that one game that they lost, they got absolutely blown away by that one over of Jofra Archer.
Yeah.
If they had survived that, they probably would have done better. But every other game, they've looked in great shape. So.
For sure.
And I'm not so sure about their bowling. It's been a little patchy. They've been getting hit for runs. In fact, they've conceded 200 plus runs, I think, on 3 occasions, actually. So
they conceded 200 runs to even CSK.
So they seem to have their own issues with the ball.
Maxwell is bowling decent. He's for them. He's producing wickets in the super over, bowling the fifth or sixth over.
Yeah.
He's shown up with the ball, but he hasn't shown up with the bat.
Yeah.
Yep, that's true.
That's the Maxwell problem. And Sanjay Manjrekar has famously compared him to Haley's Comet.
Yeah.
He apparently appears once in 75 innings.
So they're bowling, right? On paper, they have Ashdeep Singh. By the way, did you all see that Uzi was held till the 17th over against CSK because Dubey was batting? So they did not bowl. Shreyas did not bowl Chahal until the 17th over. Mm. On paper, it looks good, but they're leaking runs. They have Yash Thakur.
They're coming up against Kolkata. So, against Kolkata, the formula is on which side of the bed did Sunil Narayan get up. Okay? If it is the wrong side for the opposition, they've had it. Then they play RCB in Bengaluru. So one hit fest of substance is going to happen. And then they play RCB again in Mulanpur.
Oh, 2 consecutive games.
Yeah. The one is on a Friday, one next is on a Sunday. So that's their 3 games. So if they do well, if they do well against these teams, even if they pick up a 2-1, they are in the hot seat for a playoff spot.
Didn't Jansen also fire with the bat the last game?
Yes,
he did.
He was brilliant with the bat.
So.
Yeah, it's like going from 63 for 5. And of course, Shashank Singh is there to show them up and Priyansh Arya having a game like that.
The number of catches that CSK dropped that day was like atrocious.
It was ridiculous. They truly need to rethink this.
Yep. Going on to Isala Cup Namde.
Isala Cup Namde.
Is it going to happen?
No, I don't think so. As long as they get to play 6 of their games at the Chinnaswamy, we should be a little this thing. But that said, that Mumbai game was an absolute classic. I mean, that I truly enjoyed watching that game. It was a classic. I fully expected Hardik Pandya to take them home. Instead, Krunal Pandya took them home. It was quite the game.
Rajat Patidar is a fantastic batman.
It is such a sad state situation that he will probably never play for the country.
Yeah.
And they gave him a debut in the wrong color of the ball, I guess. One of those rare batters completely at ease, bashing both pacers and spinners.
Yeah.
Any kind of spinner.
The only thing I have against them is they really don't have there's no Priyansh Arya coming out of that team right now. No. Or, there's no extraordinary, brilliant talent, young talent that is, coming out. RCB is actually playing like CSK. A lot of established players. How many games has RCB played? 5, right?
4.
4.
They only played 13 players this year.
Mm.
Right? RCB usually plays, 25 players by now.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a settled team. They seem happy with each other, which is another shock. Jitesh is firing. He's keeping. I mean, we all saw the LBW where he ran to the pitch to see where the ball
pitched.
Actually hit the deck.
Mm-hmm.
His keeping is fine. Padikkal is firing, doing his thing. Tim David is firing to finishing off games.
True.
Yeah, so this everything seems to be firing. And I think Krunal has basically lifted them up to a different level. And, he bowls a 20th over and defends by bowling bouncers and outswinger. He's bowling 120K.
Correct.
Krunal, right? And Hazelwood, all the training that CSK did for him is finally paying off. I have no idea how SRH let go Bubi.
Yep.
What a loss. Yeah. Right?
The guy still has it, man.
They're just not leaking runs. Even Yash Dayal is stepping up. Hazelwood, Bubi, Yash Dayal. That was their thing. They were experts in leaking those runs. And that's plugged now. Between Hazelwood and Bubi, that's plugged.
That is true. I think the test is going to be tomorrow. In Bengaluru, they're meeting the Delhi Capitals.
Oh, yeah. No, I think they're going to lose that game. I'm definitely putting my money on Delhi Capitals.
So the game will be over by the time this episode gets published.
Yeah.
We talked about it. I don't even know what we predicted. But looking at the way Delhi Capitals are playing, I think it's going to be tough. Very tough for the Royal Challenger Bangalore.
Yeah.
And then again, and then
they have a Rajasthan Royals game, which will be slightly easier.
In Jaipur.
And I'm checking where. Oh, Jaipur. Okay.
Yeah. And then they have Bengaluru. They're playing Punjab Kings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right. Let's go to Delhi Capitals.
Let's go to Delhi. Now, Delhi, the only unbeaten team in the tournament. After that, Sharma's Houdini haste in the first game, they have looked absolutely like a machine. Very, very comfortably winning their next two games, to say the least.
KL Rahul is back. And because Faf was injured and didn't play, I think they asked him to open.
Yes.
Then he ends up making runs there as well. So, yeah. So, that's interesting to see.
So
I think in tomorrow's game, Faf will be back. So, Sameer Rizvi will go out. KL will bat in the middle order. And then,
Note of caution, they beat the poor Sunrisers team and a terrible CSK team. That's three of their wins. And the other one was that taste against Lucknow.
Yes.
So the 3-0 might not exactly show what the real strength is because they've beaten two of the weaker teams.
They are up against RCB at the Chinnaswamy. That's the kryptonite right there.
But they've also had surprises, right? They've had Vipraj Nigam fire.
Yep.
They've had Mohit Sharma fire. He's bowling beautifully. Correct. They've had Mukesh Kumar bowl reasonably well. Right? Like, if there's anything that I should hold against this team, it is that Karun Nair is not getting a chance to play.
Yeah.
Like, the Indian batter for this year doesn't have a chance to play.
Yeah, which is sad, right? I mean, even last game, they could have easily played Karun Nair over...
Yeah, they should have played Karun.
Over Rizvi.
I think, did Stubbs fire one game?
Yes, one game. This last game. He made 24 out of 12.
Yeah. I was thinking about it and I said, you know, Mitch Stark is going to injure himself or have an off day some point in time. But then they're going to play at Hainstead. Right? Yeah. T-Net is going to come and give them the death overs.
Correct.
Right? They will miss him at the start. Stark has broken teams bowling first. But T-Net, you know, slides in.
Yeah, probably.
It's not a like-to-like. But
I'm pretty sure if Stark is not playing, they'll play Chamira.
Hmm.
Oh, Dushmanta
Chamira and not T-Net. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So T-Net is only going to play if they don't need that extra spinner. Or Mohit Sharma doesn't cut it for some reason, then they'll play T-Net will play there. Or Mukesh.
But Mohit, I don't see anybody dropping Mohit, man.
Yeah. And in fact, even Mukesh, he's had a few good games. All right, Gujarat Titans, last one.
Wow.
Top of the table, 4 out of 5
games. I am so surprised. But the way they have played... Sai Sudarshan, he didn't score a 50 in one game. He scored 49 only. Otherwise, that's how he's been batting. And I, for one, thought they'll retire him. And the moment today, I thought he was slow. And then he produces that one fantastic 6-over extra cover. Glorious. And even when Butler is not firing all the time, they're still winning.
Sai Sudarshan accelerates at 200. Start slow, but he can accelerate. And like Sai Sudarshan is sandwiched between Pooran above him and Mitch Marsh below him.
I see. I was just
That's how good he is in the runs category right now.
Brilliant.
And all of this is happening without Shubman Gill scoring runs.
Yeah.
And did we all forget Washington Sundar?
They dropped him today. The guy scored 49 brilliant runs. Yeah. They dropped him. And those guys don't play Glenn Phillips.
And to be fair, they finally, you know, after sticking to Shah Rukh Khan for such a long time, he came good today. He had a good game today.
Yeah. What, he made some 30-odd, right?
Yes, 36 of 20.
Yeah. Rahul Tewatia, first time he gets to bat, bam, bang, 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 25 runs.
Of 12 balls. 2 fours, 2 sixes.
And with the ball, Mohammad Siraj has been impeccable. Prasidh Krishna, the same fellow. You can't recognize him. Kulwant Khejrolia bowled very well today.
Arshad Khan is the replacement for Ishant Sharma. So Ishant Sharma is basically not playing, getting any more games.
And of course, Sai Kishore has been brilliant.
Revelation. Absolute.
Absolutely brilliant.
Finally, I mean, he warmed the bench in CSK, then he warmed the bench in Gujarat Titans as well. And finally, man, he's getting his time under the sun.
And they're not missing Kahiso Rabada.
Rutherford. He has fired. The only person who has not fired there is Rashid Khan.
Rashid Khan today was a little better than the previous days. He bowled a little better. I think you're 2 for 31 or something like that. Gill, I think, had 160, right?
Yeah.
And he just anchored a chase very casually. I have to say, a very surprising table topper, but I mean, you have to give it to them, man. Let's quickly go over the upcoming games. We'll just summarize the upcoming games. RCB DC, which will finish by the time this episode is over. I think we were thinking DC would make it. Friday, CSK KKR.
This is a KKR game.
I think this is a KKR win. Then Saturday in Lucknow, day game, LSG GT. I lean towards GT the way they are playing.
But LSG home game, and they've done better than, I mean, they've shattered all glass ceilings. So who knows? Might be LSG. Second game, SRH PBKS. This is a PBKS win.
In Hyderabad. And then Sunday, there's a day game in Jaipur with RCB. That could go either way, but I think RCB is still the favorite there. The night game on Sunday is DC versus MI. I think MI is going to wake up.
Yeah, let's hope so.
And then Monday, it's Lucknow, LSG and CSK. I really can't see CSK. I mean, any wins going forward with CSK is going to be an upset, I think.
It's a bonus, yeah.
Yep. Then we go to Mullanpur. Punjab hosts the Kolkata Knight Riders. This should be a cracker of
tight
a game.
Tight game.
The former captain of KKR is up against them.
Yeah.
In Delhi, we have Rajasthan visiting on Wednesday. It could be going either way. We'll know more about Delhi after the RCB game tomorrow.
Correct.
Then in Mumbai, MI versus SRH. This is the usual baseball lottery. If SRH gets going, then Mumbai will be just blown away. If they don't, then it's...
A quick word on the Jasprit Bumrah return. We didn't cover that topic. Jasprit Bumrah, did any of you feel like he was not bowling full tilt, or whether it was a little premature of a return?
Whatever I saw, I thought he was bowling within himself. It was not flying like it was in Australia. I suspect he's slowly working his way back into fitness.
Okay. And that's fine. And
they treated him with respect. At least that's my observation. With that, we come to the end of this episode. And looking forward to another week of exciting games. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.